real zechus to be here in this Beis Medrash speaking to you. Some of my fondest years have been spent in this Beis Medrash here. It's wild to say that I started learning here in YU 20 years ago. I was here before Gluck Beis Medrash was up. I was learning in the old Beis Medrash while this was being constructed. And spent almost 10 years learning here in the Beis Medrash, right around there, one of those seats I sat in for many years. And it's great to be back here to address each one of you. Good memories of me being younger, looking to grow, looking for chizik. Torah Weinberg, I'm coming to speak here tonight. He said, whenever he speaks here, it's not called Sichos Musar. He said, it's called Sichos Chaverim. We're having a little conversation. A conversation with each one of you. So I want to share with you something in the Parsha that relates to Hanukkah. Many of the Farshim tried to find that connection between Parshas Miketz and to Hanukkah. And I'll share with you a Chassam Sofer that I saw this week. The Chassam Sofer is based in a Baal Turim. Baal Turim points out that there are two places that we find the word Kone appear, Bikone. It says in the beginning of the Parsha, when Pyro is describing his dreams to Yosef Atzadik, Ve'ere b'chalomi v'hine sheva shibalam olos b'kone echad mileos v'tovos. There is a, as he described, 7 ears growing from one stalk. B'kone echad. And the other place that this word b'kone appears is by the menorah in Parshas Truma, describing the menorah hazav. It says that there was shlosh gevim mishukadim b'kone echad. There are 3 cups that were engraved like almonds on each branch. Bakone, kaftor eferach, there were some knobs and flowers decorating the branches. So it says bakone by the dreams of Paro, and it says bakone by the menorah. That's a connection between Miketz and Hanukkah. But what is that connection? So this is what Chassam Sofer explains. Chassam Sofer explains, hope this stays. Doesn't look like it's going to stay. I'll do the best I can. I'm going to leave it like that. So you hear my voice without a microphone now. So the Chassam Sofer explains as follows. He says that the Kana represents one area of Torah, and the Kafta Refarach represents a different area of the Torah. We're familiar with the terms the Gemara used at the very end of Maseches Brachos, the end of Maseches Horios, that there's Sinai and Okir Haru. Sinai could be interpreted to mean Bekias. It could be interpreted the breadth of Torah. Sinai represents the Mesorah dating back to Har Sinai. And then there's Okir Harim, which is Ian, Chidushei Torah. If you will, be Okir the Har, to Okir the Mesorah, to be Mechadish things. It's the Ian and Chidushei Torah. In the terms of the Chassam Sofer, there's Chachma and there's Bina. Chachma, wisdom, is the Kane. It represents the Bekiyas, represents the Sinai. It's the staple, it's the foundations of learning. You need Chachma first. You need to know Torah Shebichsav. You need to know Mishnayos. You need to know Gemara. That's the staple. That's the foundation. That's the Chachma. That's the Sinai. And then there's the Okaharim, the ability to learn Lamdas and Pilpul, Alibata Hilchasa, Medama Milsa La Milsa. And that's what's also described as Bina. Mevin Davar Mitoch Davar, to understand deeper. That's Chachma and Bina, explains the Chassam Sofer. So he says that the Kana, which is the staple, the Chita, the wheat that grows from the ground, the staple of what we eat, bread, that's a staple food. So that represents Chachma. That's the Sinai. That's the foundation of all of Torah. And that's why the Chassam Sofer explains, when the Gemara has this question, well, which is bread? Is Sinai better? Or is Okir Harim better? Is Bekiyas better? Or is Ian better? So what does the Gemara say? Hakol tzrichin lemarichit. Everybody needs the master of the wheat. The master of the wheat, the Gemara explains, is referring to the sina, the staple, like the chita. The bread is the staple that we need to eat to live, to sustain ourselves. The sinai, the bekiyas, the mesorah, is the staple upon which we need to rely on as well. That's the element of sina. So that's the kana. The kana, the branch, the kana of the menorah, the branch, that's the foundation, that's the Sinai, that's the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebaal Peh. That's the wisdom you need to have before going to the Bina. But then comes the kafta refera, the pretty flowers and the cups that are decorating the menorah. That's the lamdis, that's the iyan, that's the okir harim, that's the chidushei Torah. So that's the kana, that's the kafta refera, because we know the menorah represents the world of chachma. The light of the Chanukah candles, the light of the menorah, is the Ur of Torah. You guys are learning Baal Basra, I think, this year, right? The second parak, if you've gotten there yet, Harod said, what? Lahachkim. What should he do? Yadrim, he should go to the south. And the Gemara gives the simon because the menorah is in the south. The menorah represents Chachma, the wisdom of Torah. The Chachma and the Bina, the Sinai Oker Harim, the Bekiyas and the Iyan, the Mesorah and the Chidushei Torah. That's what's represented by the menorah. After I saw this, I looked over at Chassam Sofer and Taras Moshe, what he writes on Chanukah. In the very first piece, he has a same exact idea, but he connects this to the famous Machlokas, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai. As we know, Beis Hillel says we light candles from 1 to 8, from Moses v'holich. And Beis Shammai says you light from 8 to 1, poches v'holich, we decrease. So listen to what he explains. Halakas menorah gorim hatzlacha b'Torah. I assume everybody who's here now wants to increase their ability to learn, their ability to understand. So when you light the menorah, says the Chassam Sofer, halakas menorah is gorim hatzlacha b'Torah. It causes, it somehow a segula for hatzlacha limud Torah. And he explains, there are two elements of Torah. There's the Sinai and there's Oker Harim. The Sinai, he says, is memory. You have to memorize Tanakh. You have to memorize Mishnah. You have to memorize Gemara. That's a Zikara. And then there's the ability of to learn Iyan. That's the Seichel. That's the Bina. To learn Pilpul. To learn the Lomdus. To learn Halacha Lamaisa. Liba the Hilchasa. So he explains as follows. With age, when a person gets older, their Zikara and their memory gets worse. Gears to the Yanka, so that which you learn when you were younger, you remember much better. But as you age, your zikaron is poches v'holech, says Chassam Sofer. It weakens. It diminishes over time. But the seichel, the wisdom, the deep understanding, is mosif v'holech over time. As we get older, our seichel gets stronger. Our seichel is mosif v'holech, but our zikaron, our memory, gets worse and worse. So he explains, that's the machlokus between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. The Gemara in Erevin says that Beis Shammai was more mechadede tfei, it says. Mechadede tfei, they were sharper than Beis Hillel. They were strong in the area of Iyan, in Oker Harim, in Chidushei Torah. That was the world of Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel was weaker in that area. So Beis Shammai was very strong in Oker Harim, very strong in learning Iyan. But they needed to work on, says the Chassam Sofer, his zikaron. He needed to work on his memory. He needed to work on the bekiyas, on the Sinai. So for that reason, Beis Shammai paskind poches v'holich. He needed to enlighten his world of zikaron. He needed to enlighten that world, the area that's normally poches v'holich, the memory which gets worse and worse. That's what Beis Shammai needed to strengthen. So he paskind 8 to 1. Poches v'holich. Beis Hillel, on the other end, which Gemara says, were weaker in the learning of Iyan, the learning of Oker Harim. They needed to increase the Limud Torah of Mosif V'Holich. They need to increase that which gets stronger over time. They need to increase their Seichel, their Bina. So for that reason, Beis Hillel had to light 1 to 8, Mosif V'Holich. So how do we bring this back to the dreams? So I think it's very clear that this balance between Chachma and Bina, between Bekiyas and Iyan, between Sinai and Oker Harim, between Mesorah and Chidushei Torah, between Zikaron and Seichel, is exactly what took place with Yosef HaTzadik. Because after all, the Chatumim of the Chachamim interpreted the dreams to Paro, and he was not satisfied until Yosef HaTzadik came along. Yosef HaTzadik not only interpreted the dreams, but he gave him an etza. He gave him an etza, an approach, a solution, how to deal with a famine. So after After Paro realizes the greatness of Yosef, what does he say? V'yomer Paro el Yosef achrei hodia lokim oscha es kozos. After you explain all this to me, ein navon v'chacham kamoch. There is no person who is a navon, which is a lashon of bina, and chacham who has chachma like you. The chatumim were chachamim. They were wise. They maybe had pshat. They had a bakiyas, a sinai. They could explain pshat in the dream, but they're not able to take it to the next level. They did not have the ability to be machadish, to innovate, to create something new. But Yosef was not only a chacham, but he was also a navon. He also had bina. And that's why Yosef's name perhaps is Yosef, lashon Mosef v'holich. He had the ability to create new, michadish chidushei Torah. Kaftor v'ferach, not just branches, not just a kone, but it was beautiful with the chidushei Torah and the pilpul and the lumdus. So in the menorah and Chanukah is a celebration of both the Bekiyas learning and the Iyun learning, the Sinai and the Ochr Har. And what are the flames? What are the flames? That's the menorah. That's the branches of the menorah. But what are the flames? What do the flames represent? So the Bnei Yisachar tells us that the Ner Chanukah is the Ur Ganus that's hidden away for Tzadikim. It's reserved for the Tzadikim. So what is that Ur Ganus? Most of you probably answer it refers to some deep sodos, some Kabbalah. And Bnei Yisachar says that's not what it refers to. The candles, the fire, the esh, the neros, 36 candles we light throughout all of Chanukah, represent the 36 masechtas of Shas. And when you look at the first flame, the first night, that's Masechas Brachos. And the next night, the two, is Shabbos and Erevin. And each night, Ipsachim, and Yuman, Rashan, and so on. The Ur Ganus is the 36 masechtas of Shas. That's what it is. And there's that balance that all of you are hopefully finding and struggling with and finding the proper equilibrium in your own life, in your own Limud Torah. How much Sinai, how much Ochr Harim, how much Bekiyas, how much Lamdas. But Chanukah is the time, as Chassam Sofer said, for Atzlach in Limud Torah. I'm amazed how many people are here learning in Chanukah. No Masibah, there are some Masibahs, but you guys are not just hanging out in the dorm. It's important to go to Masibahs with family, Rebbe, Menachanami. But Chanukah is an easy time to just not be in the Beis Medrash. All of you who are here obviously take Limud Torah seriously and striking that right balance. And the best way of Neres Chanukah having an impact is not simply light the Neres Chanukah, but to be inspired by the Neres Chanukah and to do something about that. And to come to the Beis Medrash and learn. Because that, or the Eish of the Chanukah brings light into our world and it brings warmth and fire into our world. So I'm going to share with you, finish off with a Maisa of the Ridbaz. The Ridbaz grew up in a very cold city of Europe. I forget which city already now. And when he was older, he moved to Tzfas, a bit warmer. And when he was an older man, it was the day of the Yartzeit of his father. And it was Mincha time, he took the Amid to Daven. And he was standing in front of the Beis Medrash, his talis over his head, waiting to begin Ashrei or Vayidaber, whatever the Nusach was. And he's in front with his talis over his head and sobbing away. None of the Talmidim wanted to interrupt, but he wasn't beginning Ashrei, he wasn't beginning Vayidaber. And he kept on crying, and finally a Talmud comes up to him and says, "Excuse me, Rebbe, I don't mean to be rude, but your father's been nifter for many, many years already. Why are you so overwhelmed? Why are you so emotional? Why are you crying so much?" So the Rebbe says, "I was reminded by the following story. When I was a young boy in Europe, so my parents were not very wealthy, but they spent a lot of money to pay for a private tutor, a private Rebbe for me to learn more. It was very expensive. And every week it costed a ruble. And one week came, my parents didn't make any money that week and they couldn't pay the Rebbe. So he went, and I didn't have any money for my Rebbe, but okay, I said my parents will pay you next week. The second week he learned from the Rebbe, his parents didn't give any money. And the Rebbe sends home a letter with the Ridbas to his parents saying that, if you can't pay me, I can't continue to teach your son. I need to make a parnasa myself, and I'll go to someone else who can afford. So the Ribbaz's parents didn't know what to do. They davened hard, and that evening, Mincha Maariv time, so a big vir gets up and made a clap in the bima, and he's saying he's made a chasna for his daughter, trying to build a house. And there was a big shortage. It was a terrible winter, a cold winter that season, and he couldn't find the furnace to heat up the house. And he said, if anybody has a furnace, an extra furnace, I'll pay 4 rubles. 4 rubles for such a furnace. So the Ribbaz's father immediately runs home, speaks to his wife, and begins digging up his own furnace. And ran back to the gvir to sell his own furnace for 4 rubles. And they sent that money to the Rebbe, the 2 rubles they owed him, and for 2 payments the next couple weeks. And that winter, the Ridbaz says, was a freezing cold winter. And he said, my parents lived in their house without any heat that whole winter, just so I could learn. Mesiras Nefesh, so I could be warmed by the Torah, the Or HaTorah. So Ribbaz says, I was reminded by the story because today I stepped outside. I was a bit chilly. So you know what? Maybe I'll just gather 10 men in my own house to daven. And then I said, what, am I kidding me? My parents had a whole winter without any heat in Europe somewhere. Tzvas, how cold could it get? I was reminded by the Mesiras Nefesh of my parents so I could learn for Limud HaTorah. So it's always Mesiras Nefesh whenever you learn. Chanukah as well, it's an easy way to just have an excuse not to learn. But the Mesiras Nefesh that each one of you have in learning tonight, learning throughout Yimei Chanukah, throughout the year, requires Mesiras Nefesh, and you should all be zocha from the Or HaTorah, the Eish HaTorah, to warm you up, to bring that light into the world. We should be zocha to the Gula Shema Ba'amitas, and here we amenu, amen v'amen.